Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti, my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Yes, quite a week. tonight's show, Loving Yourself Enough to Work with Your Shadow. And, you know, I'm surprised if anybody's even listening to this show tonight, because every time you bring up the shadow, people just scatter. So, we are humans. We have a shadow. It's a fact, not fiction. We can't truly love ourselves without integrating and healing our shadow. The shadow doesn't only hold dark experiences and beliefs, but wonderful gifts and treasures. All of our overwhelm, light and dark, are being held by the shadow. It's not your enemy. It's your friend. And when you explore all the things that you think are dark and unlovable about yourself, you can set yourself free to be your authentic self, free of self-imposed beliefs that keep you powerless, fearful, and filled with shame. You can truly embrace your authentic self for the beautiful and loving being that you are. And that's tonight's show. And I love it because every time the team gives me a title and where we're going, then the sessions come flying in with the same, you know, they're right behind it with the issues to reflect back. It's very interesting. I'm only going to make a couple of comments about this last week. Can I just say our stuff is up? And what we're not dealing with within us, within our shadow, you know, unfinished business is coming at us. We're projecting it out into the world. It's coming at us through others. And so our higher self and our soul and our unseen friends are pushing us to finally get it. Even if we think we've dealt with it, there it is. The goal is empowerment. I laugh about this at Dominion, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And stepping out of limitation. This is the reason for tonight's show, and lots of people are dying in health crises, and I'm so sorry to say that. This has been a real, I also lost a sweetheart this week. Somebody that grew up with my son, a niece, and it was very, really sad. And lots of health crises and accidents. Major accidents. Miracle after miracle. I mean, we didn't save little Angie, but certainly so many others. I had caught a call this afternoon. Somebody was on the way to the hospital, and before she ever got to the hospital, the infection cleared up.
Oh, that's great.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. She got there, and they went, oh, why are you here? And she had had major surgery, and, you know, we've worked with her so much on this. This is a dear old friend of mine. Love the team. Lots of miracles. It's also time to wake up and hear our future self calling to us. I have personally a pile of broken 2x4s in the garage that have been used over me to get me to step out of every form of limitation. And if we could burn fires in Las Vegas, I could use them, but we can't. I have their etheric anyway, but I mean, it's been quite an interesting ride. Have you been seeing this, Ronnie?
Yeah, you know what? I've been seeing so many spirits that it's just sometimes discombobulating.
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot.
That's more what I've been seeing, and people having crises and so on, but a whole bunch of rapport with people on the other side and what needs to be unhooked there. It's been really powerful.
Good.
They have been hanging around in the shadows, I guess.
Well, so, yeah, right. That's very funny. you know, this ascension process is happening on every level, and I think that it's really important for everybody to really realize that. We tend to think that we're the only ones doing it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that you're seeing that many spirits in it. Not at all. So I want to talk about the shadow and give you guys some tools that you may find really powerful to work with, I hope anyway. And my favorite, of course, is Lazarus. I was there for the workshop, or it was an evening and a workshop on the shadow. And, of course, Lazarus made the same comment. He laughed. This is a lot of years ago. And he laughed that anybody even showed up because he talked about the shadow, which I... the name of the tape, and going to Lazarus, is at www.lazarus.com, LAZARIS. The name of the tape is Working with Your Shadow, an Imperative on the Spiritual Path. You can download it on Streaming Download. He also has an ebook of the same title, so if you plug in Working with Your Shadow, they both should come up. I'm just going to read his piece that's on this, the outside of the cover, because it's perfect. Far from being the black bag of darkness it is often claimed to be, the shadow is a face of the soul that is born with us and follows after us, picking up the things we drop along the way.
Oh, wonderful.
It is the denied parts of self discarded by the child and scattered by the panicked adolescent, and the parts of us we don't want to own at present, but someday will. But it is far more than that. It is the shimmering light shadow that holds our true reliability, value, and worth, the beauty of our true spirituality, and the lost depth of soul and spirit. Lazarus dispels the misunderstandings and false definitions of the shadow, gives us a 7-step process to encounter and transform it, and to release its immense energies. He also has a lovely meditation. It's a very powerful, it's 2.5 hours, 2.5 to 3 hours, and you can, again, streaming download so that you can work with it immediately. And if you decide you want the book as well, the EVAC book, I absolutely can't recommend this enough. Some very interesting work. Debbie Ford, and Debbie's been out there for a very long time, doing shadow workshops and writing books. She's deeply associated with Deepak Chopra. And the first book I read of hers, which was The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, I was living in Carmel, and it just pulled up all my shadow stuff, and I'm working with my shadow. She has some great pieces in there. Again, the name of it, Dark Side of the Light Chasers, or you can go to DebbieFord.com. And... So I was just, every night, I'm like, oh, my God. So I go from there. I have to go visit in Las Vegas. And as I'm trying to leave Las Vegas, at first when I come in, I'm told what I have to do. This voice comes into my head, and very powerfully. I have to go do some things with Las Vegas that were very powerful under major instructions. As I'm trying to leave Las Vegas, the earth is calling me back. We need you. We are damaged. We are, and you know, as I was leaving town, I was stopped at a convenience store, and I looked around, and I thought, oh, this town, it's so dirty, and it's so, you know, it was lifeless to me. It didn't have the loving energy at all. And then I heard the earth in Vegas, literally, saying, we need you. We need you. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I just got out of here. You know, and I had lived here for 12 years. I went back to Carmel, never for a moment thinking that I would be moving back to Las Vegas. And so it was working with my shadow, working with the shadow of the earth, which Las Vegas is. It's where dark and light come together. And this is, you know, this is the real deal. I get back and find out I have major cancer. And I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, so my shadow, the shadow of the earth, and now the shadow of the body. And that's the way I looked at it. It was all shadow stuff. And I get through the surgery. Once again, the universe comes in, plucks me out, moves me out to Hollister. We all and all my friends, we're all there together. It was such an amazing story. And my girlfriend informs me, I'm 30 days after the surgery, that we had committed for the Debbie Ford workshop. And I said, are you trying to kill me? Really, what else is left? So we drove down to San Diego, and it was a plus her little girl had given me, you know, oh my God, I don't even know. It was the worst cold I ever had in my life. So we get down there, and I have to tell you, I have great respect for Debbie, but seminars like that, you know, where there's yelling, screaming, crying, that kind of stuff is really not my ballywick. And the first exercise was you had to put on blindfold and jump up and down and scream. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. this is not me. I did manage to stay through the workshop with my girlfriend, and it was, I really hit some big things. I was very glad I did. It was just the process for me. Some people may enjoy that. Was not my preference. I tend to work with Lazarus much more effectively, and there were a lot of breakthroughs for people, but it was this kind of fight or flight thing where people get really high because they got to take the damn microphone, and it gets pretty hairy. You weren't allowed to talk for 3 days and on. But I could not wait to get out of there. I needed to process. And in that environment, you don't really get to process. And my girlfriend was, she was in what Debbie Ford called the resistant asshole group because they could not break her down. And that was an actual name. And, but again, I have great respect for Debbie. Her book, The Shadow Effect, is co-written with Marianne Williamson and also Deepak Chopra. So she has two that I would recommend, The Shadow Effect and also The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, especially on things that trigger you because that's so powerful. And if things trigger you, understanding what's going on, what's coming up out of the shadow, the projections, and so on. again, I love Debbie. I have a great deal of respect for her. A couple of things she said: overstressing, feeling not good enough, inferior, projections onto people, of our feelings of not being enough or good enough, sometimes reflected back to us. No, I think this is me. The feeling that if people really knew who we were, they wouldn't like or respect us. And I think this is a real big issue. This is shadow stuff. And it's these feelings of inadequacy, these feelings of not being enough. Afraid to come forward. You know, I think lots of people have looked at what is it that holds me back? Why aren't I moving forward, you know, more rapidly or in a, and what is it that holds me back? The stuff in the shadow is really big stuff. And it does twist us in terms of our perceptions of self. I was really fascinated for myself to learn that there were things that happened to me that I had a lot of shame about. When I went into them, what I found was exactly what Lazarus had talked about. I was in overwhelm, which children often are, and same thing with adolescence. when you go back into it, you see the gifts that are hidden. I know for me, one of them was that because I was very unique, and you can relate to this one, Veronica, as a child, I was told not to be psychic. I was told that there was something wrong with me, that I was strange and unacceptable, and I was kept locked up in a room a lot and so on. So the message to me was, you don't use these gifts. And I spent years trying to get back to that little girl and find out what it was that was so pure about her. And I didn't realize it was all the psychic ability and all of the connectedness that I felt to the divine and so on. So it was stuck in that shadow part, feeling all this shame around the fact that I was somehow flawed and rejected and so on, was really this beautiful part underneath it that I had stuffed. And so when you pull that up, all of the other stuff kind of falls away. It's so beautiful. And it is a spiritual imperative, especially right now. Because when I said our stuff is coming at us right now, our stuff is coming at us. Those unhealed parts of ourselves that we can't get to, that we don't know are there, that haunt us in different ways, which I'm always fascinated by. Shows up in relationships, one-on-one, male-female, friends, whoever. It can show up in family. It can show up in so many ways. And Veronica, I know you've done so much work on family.
I have. I've done a pretty good job. But I want to say that, thank you. I want to say that what's been coming up, like time release things, memories, awarenesses of things I need to forgive in myself. Like, so I think it's the same, where it's like awarenesses of what I've felt like and been like and so on that I hadn't been awake to.
But you haven't what?
Boom, boom. That I haven't really been awake to until recently. I mean, really coming from deep places. Stuff that I need to go, oh no, oh wow, oh yeah, like that.
Well, good things or bad things?
Things that I, some of them are bad, things I need to forgive in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, I've been doing a lot of forgiveness things, and that's, I think, triggering the release of stuff that I might not ever have noticed, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I think it's healing, but it's been a lot of work.
Well, you know,
and then
again,
it gives me the runs.
Well, shadow work will go into those deep places and does need forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Because of ourselves and of others. Because wow. otherwise we will project this stuff out into our world, and I think this is a real big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna keep coming at us through other people or in circumstances. It's really interesting. This week has been, as I've kind of revisited all this stuff, I have felt so empowered and so at peace, even though I'm walking through a lot of things right now that could be incredibly stressful. But I'm feeling very centered in terms of feeling guided, feeling loved, and knowing that whatever I need is going to be there exactly as I need it, instead of projecting into the future, that real sense of feeling safe. And a lot of things that show up, abandonment, incest, loss of power, shame, being on the receiving end of bullying, failure, betrayal, disappointment. All these things are translated into not good enough. And then there's always the perpetrator that, you know, we carry this anger at, okay? I know when I went to Debbie's workshop, and this stuff came up after I left the workshop. It was just this huge aha for me in terms of some things that had happened with men and why I kept attracting them. Okay. Very aggressive. We're having a huge storm here while I'm trying to do this show.
I can hear it, actually.
Can you hear it?
Wow. Oh, yeah. It's wild.
And I got back to the imprint that had never been healed, that went into the shadow because of the shame around it, and was able to identify that to continue to attract these situations into my experience. I was fascinated, absolutely fascinated, and it was a huge healing because it allowed me to forgive everybody that had been involved and understand where it originated, forgive that person, and then, okay, I didn't have that problem. But also, if somebody crossed my boundary, I was very comfortable with saying no. No. Okay. And this list goes on and on. I want to say to people, this is not a read a book, listen to a tape type of process. Because this is an aspect of the soul, this is an ongoing process. It's part of soul integration. And because it's so misunderstood, we've spent so much time feeling not good enough, feeling this sense of, and it's built in, you know, the sense of shame that we don't even know where the hell it comes from. We know we're a shame-based race, but the question is always, where did it come from? You know, inflicted by parents and brothers and sisters and schools, and, you know, we can go on and on, you know, friends. And I will tell you, hopefully I'll be able to do the whole show. We've been having storm warnings. This has been going on for a couple of days, but this one that's coming through right now, actually it's coming from California, and it's pretty heavy duty. Las Vegas is not built for rain, nor is it literally not built for rain.
So you're actually having rain?
Oh, major thunder, lightning, and unbelievable rain.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's a miracle I have any screens left on the windows.
Wow.
Okay. Do you have questions tonight, Veronica?
Yes, I have one question from Squirrel and then the ones you sent.
Okay, good. All right. I just want to talk before we go into to answer the questions around the dread, around the shadow, and I want to say to everybody, this is going to bring up feelings of dread. I don't want to look there. There is somehow built in this sensing that there is something really bad or wrong or broken about people, each one of you. And I promise you, when you really do the work, it's not all going to be pretty. But when you go in and forgive yourself and release it, pulling it out of the shadow, you're going to feel so much lighter, so much happier. And it will show up in your life in amazing ways. Amazing ways. Because you'll open to more receiving. Here we go. This whole cycle comes back to loving yourself enough to be able to receive love. Very big stuff. Okay, I'm going to go into channel and hope that I can hear you or that the team can. All right. Well, quite the sound effects. All right. All right. It's a bit like being in a waterfall, we would think. Except the sound effects are a little different. Are you able to hear us?
Yes, for sure.
All right, good.
It sounds like you're set in a jungle or something.
Oh, good. All right.
Very colorful, very colorful.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. It feels wonderful. All right. Welcome, everyone. Oh, what a subject. And you see the emotion that this brings up all around the Channel's house and all of Las Vegas. Just the energy of this subject bringing up emotion. All right. The shadow. There was a race, still is, that at one point left their shadow. They thought it was a good idea. Many of you who've read Barbara Marciniak and those of you that have worked with Osiris, are aware that there was a time when the reptilians left their shadow in Orion, moved on to the Pleiades. They thought it was a wonderful idea. And again, all of creation is allowed to evolve any way that it chooses. You see, that's the beauty of creation and the wonder and the unconditional love of God, Goddess, all that is. Needless to say, that didn't work very well. They are now going through, not all, but most. Some have already gone through the integrative process, some are still working on the integrative process, and some have a ways to go with the integrative process. Does this make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, I think so. You mean integrating their shadow with their the rest of them?
In other words, they left the shadow. They split it off from them. Mm-hmm. But you see, along with the dark went the light. And a part of their soul. Do you understand?
I do.
All right, good. So for all of you, if you can think about the fact that this is part of you, it is part of soul. A denied part of soul. And the job for all of you, of course, is to integrate it. This is why it is called spiritual imperative. And it is. Because evolving without that part of soul would be a great mistake. And what happens? Aggression, anger, victimization, wars. This making sense to you?
Oh, yes, that seems to be fairly prevalent right now.
Yes, it is. It is. All right. Let's answer some questions, and then we'll come back and talk about this more.
All right, the first question is from Christopher. It says, "Dear team, I realize how fragile and vulnerable I am. For most of my life, I've lived with a hardened heart, not knowing how to extend love and compassion to myself. With the help of the team, today I have grown to love all of who I am. My heart has softened, and I've begun to see through very different eyes. With kind regards, Christopher."
All right. Now, we appreciate that Christopher sent this, and that's so lovely. It's also a testimony. to the fact that he's learned and has been working on integrating these other parts of himself, the shadow parts. And he's a perfect example of the emergence from that integration process. You can feel the love in his words. You can feel how much more he loves self. And by loving self, he's able to love others. And people who haven't integrated their shadow and done their shadow work have great difficulty going to those deep levels of love. They may talk about it. All right? Love, that is. But they can't open up fully. Because there's this ongoing fear that if they completely opened up, if they were totally vulnerable, people would see what's inside. The hidden parts of self that they're convinced that are so flawed that if people knew, not only would they not like them, they couldn't possibly love them. So a lot of these crusty people you see are perfect candidates. If you have any family members, send them a book, all right? If they're open, all right? We recommend, of course, that you read it first so you can share the insights on it. And Christopher, we want to say to this to you directly. We have watched you emerge. Emerge and we've watched how loving you've become, truly loving and embracing those parts of yourself that you really didn't want to talk about. We've had conversations, found out that we have no problem embracing them. You see that you think these big deep, dark secrets about yourself, well, I don't want to tell the team. But you see, we don't judge you at all. We love you. You're humans in this lifetime. And you came in knowing how much you'd be taking on Earth. Knowing that you'd get amnesia, knowing that you'd pick up all the human lineage, whoever you came through. And each one of you designed this very beautifully, by the way. Even though it may not look like it, we promise you, as time goes on, you will find the reasons. Because so many times in the lineage, there were these very powerful pieces, very powerful times through the lineage that were magical. And there was enough there that if you came in through that lineage, alright, including, alright, genetics, we tend to refer more to extraterrestrial. Embracing all of yourself, people. Alright, next one.
All right, here's one from Janet. Having just remembered and worked on a lifetime in the Cathar community, I saw hundreds of soldiers come into the community and kill all the men, women, and children, destroying the whole community, thus eradicating all their teaching. These soldiers were wearing a cross on their breastplate. The vision of the cross has been on my mind most of this week. My question is, would you discuss the shadow aspects of the Christian cross and the carvings and paintings that depict the crucifixion of Yeshua, when we see these symbols and images, does it subconsciously reinforce our shadow issues that have been within us for centuries, issues of fear, loss of power, control by the church, guilt, shame, separation from God, Goddess, any and all beliefs that have taken away our power, ingratitude, Janet? Wow, that's a question, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's a big question. Mm. Good one, Janet. All right. We want to say here that Janet has done some very, very deep work. We work with her on a regular basis, and she is very courageous. There's no place that she won't go. Now, we're going to go way back. We can go even before the death of Christ, but we'll just go there. All right. Remember that humans have been taught that Jesus or Yeshua died for your sins, and that you were to carry the guilt of this, the guilt, forever. And it's reaffirmed. Drinking the blood and eating the bread of body of Christ. How do you deal with that kind of sacrifice? That kind of sacrifice. This triggered, and those that came to the intensive remember this, it triggered from Atlantis, the sense of failure there, into Egypt, and then to the time of Christ, the cross, the Crusades, the Holy Wars, which they were supposed to be in the name of the church, all the guilt again, all the death, all the sacrifice, all the sorrow. This is collective. Many of you taken on the imprints of these lifetimes. Please remember the depictions of Christ were always on the cross or being taken off the cross. And statistically, the ascension played a minor role. Not that there hasn't been art depicting that, but far more art depicting the other. From the guilt and the shame, feeling that you're a part of the death of the Son of God, as he was depicted by the church, the Son of God, who died for your sins. And then in the name of Christ, in the name of the church, with a cross on the breastplate, in most cases, the crosses were done in a cloth shield, a gold shield with a red cross. So many times you see them depicted as a white cross or a red shield or whatever. Primarily it was the other way around. And these holy wars, as they were called, protecting the integrity of the church, killing people who didn't believe what the Catholics believed. The things that they did. Do to other religions, to people of other races, some of them so horrendous as they destroyed their temples and did things that are beyond your imagination. We won't talk about them here because they're too terrible. There's no reason to give you those mental images. But it's these images, it's these stories, it's these experiences that over and over again have reinforced, including the destruction of the Cathars, who carried beautifully and peacefully so many of the truths and the secrets of Yeshua, wiped out every last one, man, woman, and child. The stories go on and on. Most of you don't know all of them. But you carry. This is where we've talked about feminine rage and masculine rage too, but feminine rage, as a point of order, the women were raped and then killed. Janet knows this. She saw it. The spoils of war. And the cross automatically making it a holy war in the name of the Lord, you see. We kill anyone that doesn't believe our way. The heathens. So yes, does art, especially art, trigger these incredibly difficult feelings? Yes. Yes, it does. We know many people who we've worked with that have very difficult memories. We've taken them back to experiences that were so difficult. Even those that were nuns, you see. The dirty little secrets, the things that people don't talk about. For those of you that came to the intensives when Christ came through the channel, much to her surprise, by the way, the whole experience from Atlantis to Egypt to the Christ lifetime allowed people to remember what it really was like. They all were there in a different way, you see, as witnesses, whether it was, some of them I think were elementals, some of them were different things, but they were present. Now, we have to say to you, these imprints, you know, this Rolodex of potential lifetimes. All right, I wanted, you know, this is a pivotal spiritual lifetime. I'm going to take on some of that and some of that and some of that. There's always the question, did I really live it? But it doesn't matter because you feel the emotions. It's transcendent for you. It has to be, you see. So you got to experience it differently than what was depicted in art. Beautifully. And you were afforded an opportunity to be touched, to be transformed through love. Now, yes, for you, Janet, that particular lifetime and experience, horrendous. Certainly affecting your throat chakra, which has been an ongoing issue for you. We've also seen this with Knights Templar, who had many lifetimes as Templars and in service, keeping the secrets again, There were many who tried to keep the secrets. It was not an easy thing to do. But even the Knights Templar were completely wiped out by the Church. There's still all kinds of conjecture about what really happened. Is this in the collective shadow? And the answer, all of it is. All of it is. Many of you left the Catholic Church for one reason or another, drawn to the ritual, drawn to the sanctity. Drawn to the idea that there was a single person, you see, appointed by God. And that all of the priests and so on in the, well, they acted on the behalf of, were able to forgive your sins. What a wonderful concept. Truly beautiful in many ways. Much of it now becoming distorted on one way or another. And there'll be more distortion that'll come to the surface. But of course, this is shadow self.
So it's always been distorted, hasn't it?
Which has always been distorted? The truth?
No, power and the hidden shadows and the reasons for people killing people.
Of course.
In the name of God.
Yes. Remember, those that write history hold the pen.
Mm-hmm.
And do you really think, as they journal the history, that it's not going to be colored? Again, subjective reality.
Especially if they don't know their own shadow.
Exactly. And for those of you that do regressions, or, you know, we've taken people back to different experiences, however you do them, we don't care. Some of you can do your own. Some of you have had spontaneous experience. Those experiences. Again, it's a subjective reality, but you're there when you can go in, because you can travel time and space. It really doesn't exist. But you can feel the feelings, you see. And yes, power has always been an issue on the planet, in that.
Boy.
In the name of power. And we will add here that the Middle East, this is a good question, Dana, the Middle East is a place of great shadow energy right now. All of the wars that were fought over Jerusalem, all right? Over Jerusalem, the Jews, the Catholics, the Muslims, because each of them have an investment in what's sacred there. And this began a long time ago, very long time ago. Holy War started before the Catholic Church. But you're seeing it play out now. That's a case where the shadow energy is so deeply imprinted. And yes, there are portals there, but we won't go into that. But the battle has continued for thousands of years.
Incredible.
And continues to play out now. This is the playing out of shadow. Of differences. lack of forgiveness, anger.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to add to that the question Squirrel sent in, just a part of her question. She's saying, did it come from guilt-tripping religion or negative alien influence?
Oh, good question, Squirrel. All right. Oh, we would say without question, religion. Who creates religion? Man. Humans. This is one we'd rather see you not blame the ETs for. We get enough blame, but this one, no. Yes. Religion.
Do ETs have shadows?
What did we just talk about with the reptilians?
Yeah, that's true, sir.
All right?
Yes, that's true.
Through their evolution. Through their evolution. And now, they're trying to integrate. Now they're trying to integrate, you see. And because they haven't integrated their shadow doesn't mean we don't treat them with honor and respect. Now, Squirrel's question, is there anything else in there that...
I'll read it quickly for you in case there's something. She said, here's my thought for today. The subject reminds me of the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. That's a good line. Obviously not a new human feeling or a soul-searching dilemma or awareness. Why is it so difficult for humans to accept their darkness? Is it guilt-tripping religion or negative alien influence? Or is that a redundant question? Whatever the answer, I feel we embody both. So how do we deal with it as opposed to acting out on it?
Okay, well, we hope that enough of this was covered tonight, both by the channel and ourselves. Okay. We do highly recommend the material that she talked about, especially those arms. All right. The evil that people refuse to deal with was so easy to blame on the devil. And what happens, you get a pass. How many times have you heard the devil made me do it? All right, that whole concept of evil that makes you think bad thoughts, do bad things, say bad things, it has to be the devil. Back to the burning years. The confessions that were signed by these people, 5 million of them. I had sex with the devil. So, good question, Squirrel. Mm. Very good question. And you see, this also is part of the reason that people are so challenged with the idea of going into the shadow. This sensing that perhaps they're evil. And when people understand that there is absolutely no judgment, no judgment, that's hard for people to understand. In between lifetimes, you're going to be critical of yourself. I had an opportunity to do this, and I went over here. Oh, dear Lord, what was I thinking?
But then we're just loaded with hidden agendas, which create all that problem between people, isn't it?
Which hidden agendas? What are you referring to?
Hidden agendas of keeping the shadow under the surface and
yes,
trying to deceive everyone that, like, we don't have it or whatever.
Right, and it has been going on forever because, especially coming out of this whole idea, very good, Squirrel, of the devil. And when you look at all the people that were killed, tortured, maimed, right? And who was blamed for their behavior? The devil. That didn't matter. They still had to be killed, you see. But humans didn't understand the concept. Yeshua understood. The whole concept of casting out of devils, you see, was really, again, shadow work. Mm-hmm. Shadow work. A part of your soul. You don't kill the soul. It can get shredded, it can get torn, but you don't kill it. Or hide it as tough end, which is what people do. All right, Veronica, how are we on time here?
We're just about done here. We need
all right, did you want to talk about your shows?
Yeah, my next show is, actually it's about a novel about Indigo, a young woman who was very psychic but was kind of struggling with hiding it and coping with society through her teenage years. It's quite an interesting novel for any of us who have been that way.
All right.
And that'll be Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, and then Thursday night we'll be back to, I want to be talking about death at Radiance by Design next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's kind of a fascinating subject, isn't it?
Especially after
this shadow talk.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, we would like to come and work with you tonight if you are open, and whenever you listen to this show, the same thing. Please call us in. We would like to touch you, if you are willing, to help you to access, to open up to move beyond the shame and into self-forgiveness, to bring these things up for healing and the excitement of the beautiful treasures that are there as well. Things that you've lost that you do not remember, we promise you. We promise you. Many times with the dark went tremendous light as well. Know that we love each and every one of you. It's always a joy for us to be with you. Always. Veronica, we thank you for being here this evening and all of you that are listening. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Welcome back.
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Veronica, thank you for being here. Love everybody so very much. Do your shadow work. I'm working on mine. I got the 2x4s. Love you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.